This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar. The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
Once ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
All right, and welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come and chill with me, talk about whatever it is we talk about here. Have a good time. You know, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Things took a weird turn at the last minute, so we're going to see what this show is. Let's start with the basics. What I'm drinking. I'm keeping the tea streak going. Tonight I am doing, this is a Tiesta tea. This is a nutty almond cream. Pause. But that's one of my favorites to have with Chef Elise when we do our tea on the balcony. We had a good tea on the balcony this weekend. I was just, you know, excited. Like I mentioned it to her, like, hey, you want to have, you know, tea with Dad on the balcony, and she just lit up, and I realized like she really enjoys doing that with me, which is just dope to me, because I don't know, it's something I really enjoy, and to be able to share that with her is pretty dope. But I normally serve her this one because it looks like fruit punch, but it tastes like apple pie, and it's supposed to be relaxing, so I'm trying to get her to go to sleep, so that's why we do that one. One of my favorites. Super dope. Keeping the tea streak going. I had this whole like episode plan. It's going to be very much Chef Elise centric. Let's do the logo just because.
Out of Pepe.
There we go. It's going to be very Chef Elise centric. Another soccer game this weekend. As always, interesting things happen. I was going to do this whole thing about my interaction with one of the parents. It was probably going to be mostly like racial. Basically, just a tip to white folks out there that, you know, if you encounter black people that you don't know very well, and maybe they have a strange last name or a last name you wouldn't typically associate with a black person. I for one have an Irish last name, and so, you know, my ex-wife still carries that name. My daughter carries that name as well. And so we just had this one particular parent who, you know, was interested in, I guess, the history of the name. And, you know, whether or not we had Irish ancestry or whatever. And it's possible that I had Irish ancestry. It's very possible. It's possible that I had, you know, in the past, my family had Irish owners. It's possible that we had Irish owners and Irish ancestry, that things can go the same way. But if you're not ready to have that conversation, maybe you shouldn't dig too deep into where a person's name came from. But it's just, you know, we talk about like the critical race theory and whether or not that should be taught or not. I think the fact that some people are completely oblivious to like how a person like me can end up with a name like I have. And it just, do you have Irish ancestry? And maybe not. You know, just take some inventory of American history and see if you can come up with some creative ways that a black person like me could have got a name. Like that. Let me sip my tea. But that was all. I had that all planned. I was going to do like a half an hour with that. And another question, or another statement that she made to me later on, and the soccer game and all that, and tea on the balcony. I had it all planned out. And then God sent Will Smith to tell me I should chill on the racial shit for a week. And so there's that. And I was chilling. I was really chilling. I was downstairs. I wasn't feeling super enthused about doing an episode this week, which is par for the course. I always just like last minute had to force myself to come to it. And then I'm happy that I did it. But I was making some salsa doña. That's one of my Sunday traditions. I'm trying to create. It's basically just jalapenos and garlic, you know, blended together. But I make a big deal out of how I do it. And this week I was doing it minus the lime juice because I felt like it had too much twang. I'm taking y'all down this road with me because it's important. It's not, but I want to. I was doing that, and I had just finished, and I was dipping my first couple of chips into it, giving it a taste test. And I happened to look at my phone, and the first thing I saw was like the question. The question, like, did Will Smith just punch Chris Rock on national TV? I was like, well, what the fuck is going on? And then I think I came across a picture, and the first picture I saw, it was like that, like after the follow through, like he had already smacked him and was like, you know, following through. And I couldn't tell from the look on Chris Rock's face whether he was laughing or not. And I'm like, was this a stunt for the Oscars? Like, I didn't even know the Oscars was going on. I don't watch award shows in general. And the Oscars is definitely not one that I'm super interested in. So, yeah, I had no idea that was happening tonight. But then, you know, I saw the picture, and I wasn't sure then, like, was this stage? Was this a joke? Like, what do you know? Everybody jumps to some sort of controversy these days. It's like, just because somebody said Will Smith smacked the shit out of Chris Rock, I'm a non-believer. I got to see it. So then I finally, which I never do, I finally sought out the video. And even from the video, I was confused. Because I heard what Chris Rock had to say. I heard the joke, the G.I. Jane joke. And then they pan to Will Smith, and he's giggling. Like, he's laughing. Like, he chuckled a bit. I guess that's what men do. They chuckle. They don't giggle. They chuckle. He chuckled for a second. And then you could kind of see, like, you could see the moment where, like, Jada's feelings about the joke changed. Like, she didn't seem insulted immediately. Like, it took a second for me to be like, I didn't like that one. And then you could tell that Chris Rock, you know, noticed that. And he kind of, like, you know, tried to pass it off. Let me get Sheffy Lee off the screen. We're not doing Sheffy Lee no more. All right. And he tried to pass it off. Like, you know, that was a nice one. That was an easy one. Like, I gave you a light jab. Don't get so upset. And the next thing I know, Will Smith is walking toward the stage, and he, like, you could tell, I mean, that was the West Philly in him, like, because that was a little fight mode. He did a move where, as if, like, you wouldn't be able to time where the swing, like, the swing came with unorthodox timing. Like, he did, like, almost a little pump fake, and then, wow, like, it was just, like, you know, like, you were expecting a 1-2-3 swing, and he swung on two. Like, it was crazy. And then sat back down. And then I didn't. Then it took like a second or third or fourth viewing of the video for me to see the section where he was like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And then repeated it when challenged on it. And all that shit unfolded on like national TV, on like the biggest night of TV. What is it, like the Super Bowl and the Oscars? Like, is that how this stuff works? It's crazy. And I don't, celebrities are not a thing for me. I don't watch the award shows because I don't really care. Like, I typically don't. Haven't seen the majority of the movies that are nominated. I haven't seen the movie he won for. I haven't seen the movie that won Best Picture. Shout out, you know, while I'm talking about this before I forget, to Questlove on his win for Best Documentary. I did see that film. Summer of Soul, amazing documentary, in my opinion. I love music, and I love the fact that, you know, we had our own thing. They talk about Woodstock and stuff all the time, but here was this huge, you know, black music festival in Harlem with all of the major acts at the time. And it's just like, it, you know, until this year, I had no idea this ever took place. So thanks for Questlove for, you know, digging that footage out and making a documentary out of it. And I'm glad to see it got acknowledged by the committee, whatever that means. But yeah, so I saw the thing and then I actually watched it. I dug into it to see what actually happened. And I don't think I believed that he smacked him. I didn't really believe that he smacked him until I heard him like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And then like to re-up on it when you had a chance to be like, you heard what I said. No, to repeat the shit and be like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And they showed his face. And at that point, I realized, okay, I think he did actually slap shit out of Chris Rock on national TV. And it's like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what is going on in the world right now? Like, we as close as we've ever been in my lifetime to World War III and people talking about, you know, nuclear weapons and shit and just coming out of a global pandemic. And now Will Smith, you know, like the cleanest man in hip hop until very recently. Like, I don't know if he was keeping it PG all the way up until this time, and now he's being his authentic self, where, you know, the keeping it PG was the tension of muscle, or if he was being himself and then like now he's making an effort to like come across more real or more down to earth or something by being a little rougher around the edges. I can't tell which one it is. I think from tonight, clearly he's been tensing a muscle his whole life and now he's just, he's fucking Will. Oh, but it just, I don't know. I saw that afterward he apologized and he said, love makes you do crazy things. Love makes you get teary-eyed on your wife's podcast while she talks about her entanglement and then still like post that shit for the whole world to see. Love makes you do that. It's normally like, I want to say like tequila, vodka. I would say coke, but I never done it. But definitely tequila and vodka. Those things will make you broad daylight, open hand, smack a man in the face. Like that's, I hope it was more than love. I really do. Because I feel like Will Smith, of all people, knew better. I hope it was more than love that made him slap that man in the face. I hope he was under the influence of something. So, I mean, you know, something socially acceptable, you know. I said, you know, a couple shots could put you in that mode. I'm going to go with the white liquor. I don't think brown does that to you. It's been a while for me, so I don't know. I could be wrong. But, yeah, I'm hoping it wasn't love. But then the thing that made me decide to change course on my episode tonight and talk about this, because, you know, I don't typically do pop culture and current events and shit like that. Like, I'm not trying to be too cool for school, but I don't care. And it's too much to keep up with. And then I don't like to feed energy into things that I feel are negative or whatever. And I'm trying to put a funny spin on what happened tonight. But, it's not a good look for anybody, really. But what made me decide I wanted to talk about it was, you know, you start seeing the reactions. You start seeing people react to what happened. It went from, did this really happen, to like then people start giving their feelings and opinions on what happened. And what I saw from, you know, a friend of mine, somebody I respect, a woman I respect, and I like, and what I'm doing tonight, I'm not in opposition to anybody. I'm not trying to, create a conflict or say that anybody was wrong and I'm right. I'm not trying to stand on a pulpit or a soapbox or something. I'm not trying to preach, teach any of that stuff. I'm just trying to offer an alternative perspective. Cause I feel like sometimes things don't need to be left unopposed. So that's it. I'm using the word unopposed, even though I said I'm not trying to be in opposition. What the fuck ever. But I'm just trying to offer an alternative perspective. But I saw a post and it was just like, Will did what he was supposed to do. You know, he disrespected his woman in public. It needed to be handled publicly. You know, this is what my man would do, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw like women posting underneath it, like, yeah, you know, he lucky that wasn't mine. Mine is serious about mine. It would have been more than a slap, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like, ladies, I just want to say this. I just want to say this. Because this is like the easiest, to me, lesson in the world. Like, it's something we teach people around the same time we teach them the ABCs. It's literally as easy as ABC. You can't, because somebody says something that you don't like, you can't put your hands on. Period. Period. Like, just because they said something you don't like, I 100% believe that a man should be a protector and a provider for his family. If anything poses a threat to my family, action needs to be taken. If anything, if you threaten, you don't even have to, we don't have to reach the level of you put your hands on somebody, you know, that's under my protection. If you are threatening someone that's under my protection, then I believe you had the right to intervene and to take, you know, whatever actions necessary to prevent harm coming to your loved ones. But people, you cannot control what people say, and they're going to say crazy shit. And this was the Oscars. Everybody in the audience knew that Chris Rock was on stage doing what they paid him to do, which was take shots at the celebrities in the audience. Now, I also get that the thing with Jada and her hair is recent. Like, I don't know if it was this summer or last summer, but she came out about the alopecia and she was losing hair, and, you know, and her daughter helped her make the decision to just let it go and cut it all off. And maybe it was an insensitive joke. Maybe it was an ill-timed joke. Maybe it was an inappropriate joke. But one, you know, it was a joke and it's fucking words. And you cannot put your hands on somebody because they said something that you don't like. And so Will was 100% and broad daylight, broad daylight. You don't give a fuck. Like, you above the law. Like, yeah, I'm going to go slap this man because he said some shit, you know, in front of everybody on national TV. Yeah. So he's 100% in the wrong. But ladies, please don't be encouraged. Don't be swooning over Will for this act of bullshit chivalry, because it wasn't. And that, I mean, he apologized because he know it wasn't. Because your man ain't Will Smith. And if you put your man in a position where he feels like to defend your honor, if somebody say something out of pocket, he got to go physically, you know, approach this person. It ain't going to end. He's not going to win Best Actor 20 minutes later and life goes on. Shit can go 100% left for him. You know, you could be talking to him behind a glass or in a field because shit went further than he wanted to take it, or shit went, or he had to take it further than he felt like taking it, you know. And if you don't want to be in that position, if you see your man jumping up to go physically interact with somebody because they said some shit that you didn't like, you might want to grab him and be like, babe, don't even worry. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love where that's coming from, but let's make it home tonight, because it's not going to end up like it did for Will Smith. For a lot of us, that's not, and that's, like I said, we teach, my daughter's six, she's six, and my daughter understands you can't hit somebody because they said something you don't like. Just, I mean, you know, if you're sitting here like bigging up or saying, like, yeah, that's how you're supposed to defend your woman, just imagine you got called to school because your kid, you know, hit somebody, and you found out that he hit them because something somebody said. They said he was ugly. They said he whatever. Maybe they said something about you. Maybe they said something about his mama. You can't do that. You just can't do that. Consequences. It's consequences. And it's not worth the consequences to do that. Don't encourage your man to go that way, or you're gonna lose him. You're gonna lose him. You risk losing him. That's not, and I would say to, you know, to dudes, again, you can't do it. You can't do it. It's not cool. That's not tough. That's not manly. It's not masculine. because it's something somebody said. That's how you handle it. There's ways to handle what somebody said. You can check somebody. You can check a dude and be like, hey, slow down on the insults, homie. And, you know, that's my wife. Now, I ain't appreciate what you said. These is colleagues, for real. I don't know what their relationship is. These is colleagues, for real. There definitely was a way to handle that. And not broad day. Like, at least, like, if you feel like you got to manhandle a dude over something he said, like, I don't know, just had the intelligence to not do it on national TV, broad day. You not Will Smith. It's not going to go this way for you. And if you got people around you that's, and I'm not just talking about women, if you got anybody around you that's acting like that's the way you're supposed to go, that you need to, that you less of a man unless you escalate things, you know, well beyond where they need to go because of something somebody said, you don't need them people around you. They're gonna encourage you to end up someplace you don't want to be. But yeah, I'm just saying, ladies, like, just realistically, if your man isn't Will Smith with Denzel or Obama, it's only a couple that could broad daylight open hand smack another dude in the face for something he said, and like, life goes on and win an award a couple minutes later. It's only a couple, and I'm pretty sure your dude ain't one of them. So I'd be careful about how much you like swoon over this moment or make it seem like this was the appropriate thing to do in the moment. Cause if your dude tries to imitate this, may go left. And then you're going to wish you got up and grabbed him and been like, nah, I wasn't that serious. It wasn't like, don't even worry about it. But I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for wanting to come to my defense, but that ain't the way. Let's not do that. We don't need that. I'm okay. And Will laughed at first. I'm sure he's going to talk about it. I feel like at some point he's going to address it and talk about it and talk about whatever went through his head or whatever he was on. And what led him to make that move? Because he laughed. And I don't know if he laughed and then looked over and was like, oh shit. And then it was like, and the only way out was to smack the shit out of Chris Rock. Maybe he shot him a glance like, dude, I'm coming up there. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. We're going to get drinks after. Just, I got to do. Like, I don't know if maybe he mouthed that to him on the way up there. I got to. And slap the shit out of him. Because I'm going to tell you this also. That's like, I don't know how many things are above a open hand slap to the face in public that you could do to disrespect another man. Like, I say words is words. And people are going to say shit you don't like all the time. Say shit about you. Say shit about people that you like. And if the solution is slapping the shit out of everybody that does it, then yeah, man, you get the baby powder ready because you're gonna be slapping for days. Like, niggas gonna say shit like that. That just happened. But I commend Chris Rock for just being like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me, because that's like almost a reflex, like open hand smack. Because he didn't punch him. I've looked at the video. He didn't punch him. He slapped him. Chris Rock said he slapped the shit out of me. When you slap, you can, punching a dude in the face is one thing. Slapping a man in the face in front of a large group of people is the most disrespectful thing you could possibly do, in my mind. I'm interested to hear what Will is going to have to say about this. I saw the apology, and they say he apologized to Chris Rock. I didn't see the apology. I read what people said he said. It's got to be a deeper story. Like I said, joke was probably ill-timed. Maybe it was a insensitive joke. But people going to say shit. People going to say shit. And Will and Jada are two people who have chosen to put their personal lives in the public. Like, even beyond their celebrity. Like, you know, some of this, you know, that Red Table stuff and some of the things they have done. He's written a book, you know, an autobiography. So your personal life is in the public, and that opens it up to public scrutiny and opens it up to people to make comments and people to make jokes. And so if you can't handle somebody making a joke on a night where everybody in the building knew that the person on stage was getting paid a considerable amount of money to make jokes about the people they could see. Yeah, man. That's tequila. That's fog. It's one of the two. Maybe gin. Gin probably would have done it for me. I could handle tequila and vodka, but gin was another question. He had to be on something. But ladies, like, nah, don't let's not do that. That's toxic. We don't talk about toxic. It's toxic. It's toxic masculinity that made Will Smith get out that chair and walk on the stage and slap a man. And it's toxic if you are encouraging and supporting that behavior, because that's the outcome ain't good 90% of the time. Like, if you able to slap an open hand, slap a man in public in the face and everything turn out okay for you, consider yourself blessed. But the outcome ain't good 90% of the time. So I wouldn't suggest it. I don't endorse it. I don't condone the behavior. And we know better. We know better. We teach our children better. We teach little kids, you can't do that. But all of a sudden, now it's like, that's right. You better not upset me and my man. I'm going to do something to you, man. Setting your homie up. You setting your dude up. You setting him up to lose him. Yeah. End up talking to him behind glass or in a grassy knoll somewhere. Because he had to put his hands on somebody based off something somebody said. The manly thing to do. You could check people. If you got to check a dude, like, do that. Like, man, come on. Nah, we're not doing that. I didn't appreciate that joke. That's too far. Here's the line I'm drawing it. Don't cross it. Like, you can do that. But we got to be better than this. We do. So yeah, I'm interested to hear what Will got to say. And whatever, I'm interested to hear what you guys got to say. If you want to let me know how you feel, I'm on all your social medias. I'm on Twitter at JDotFlan, at WhatIsTWS, same on Instagram, Facebook, you got to know my name. If you can figure out my Irish last name, you probably could find me. But other than that, I don't know how long I've been talking. Don't seem like it's been that long. I just felt the need to get this one out while it was still relevant. And with that being said, I appreciate y'all rocking with me for another discussion about whatever. I hope everybody's happy and healthy. And this is a weird one. Let me finish my tea real quick. Calls to action. The homie Zaya Fitness, still available to get you where you need to go in terms of your nutrition and fitness goals. So please hit them up at livealphafitness.com. That's LIV alphafitness.com. Good dude, you know, super athlete. He can get you where you need to be in terms of your diet and your fitness. Holla at him. And then me, as always, we got the merch. We got the shirts. It's about to be the summer of the algorithm. So get your t-shirts up. What am I doing today? I'm doing the Be So Dope t-shirt. You can't see mics in the way, but whatever. It's on the website. whatistws.com/store. Hit up the store, get your merch. I think you can still do hoodies right now, but soon I'm going to be transitioning over to giving a little discount on the t-shirts. So be ready for that. Summer of the algorithm. But with that being said, if you've enjoyed what you heard tonight or what you saw tonight, because we are now doing video on YouTube, please subscribe, leave a like, leave a review. If you didn't like what you heard tonight, if you want to say something, leave a review or comment as well. I appreciate it all. All the constructive criticism or encouragement, whatever it may be. But until we speak again, I hope everybody, you know, be safe. Be easy, be the light, and know this, if you know nothing else, I'm not gonna slap the shit out of you, because I love you. All right, holla.